Gregor's sightless eyes turned this way and that, as if she could see every creature sitting around her.
Thank you, Gondil. I hope you'll bear with me, friends. I have quite a few words to say, some of great importance.
Burob quaffed off a beaker of red-cudden cordial.
Then say on, old gal. We're all ears, what?
You're the only one here who's all ears, mate.
Gregor waved a paw, silencing the laughter Nimbalo's remark had caused.
Thank you. Please, sit down and eat. You must all be hungry, and I know a lot of hard work went into the making of my feast. Eat and listen, for I have a lot to say.
The food was served, and the feasting began as Gregor continued.
The seasons of Abba's song were finished before any of you were born, I think. I was her greatest friend, and she left me in charge of our abbey. I didn't take the position she offered me as abbess, but chose instead to be a caretaker until a likely candidate appeared as abbot or abbess. I was guided by the teachings and wisdom of my friend Song in my search. Though you did not know it, I waited many, many seasons, always listening and paying attention to all about me. One day, I discovered a likely prospect. At first, I was not sure, so I had to wait longer, observing the young Redwaller who attracted my interest. Then I set about educating my candidate, leaving clues, giving hints, and always paying attention to the creature of my choice. No beast, not even I, can live forever. Since I took that vermin arrow, this fact has become quite plain to me. So tonight I propose to elect, with your approval, a new abbey leader.
Immediately, all Redwallers, including Burab and Nimbalo, ceased eating to hear Gregor's announcement.
Mira, daughter of Filorn, would you come over here to me, please?
The automate stood up amid wild applause, cheers, whistles and ladles pounding upon tables. Willing paws pushed her forward.
Congratulations, my dear. Oh, goodness, to think a daughter of mine is going to rule Redwall.
Her missy, badger mum knowed what she were a-doing when she'd chosen ye. Oh, aye. Boy, okey she did.
Just like your brother, missy, you're a natural leader, but far prettier than him, even though he is me matey.
Oh, I say, top hole, Miguel. Spiffin, what? Does this mean I'm not on probation any longer? Well played, you young... respected leader and all that, eh, what?
Mira, best wishes from Fwirl and me, and Friar Bob.
Sister Alconet thrust a clean kerchief into Mira's paw.
Stand up straight now, miss, and no tears. I'd have chosen you too if I was Gregor. Go to her now.